Introducing Algolia, the AI search that understands your customers and shows them what they're looking for. 17,000 customers in over 150 countries depend on Algolia to handle 1.75 trillion queries every year, more than any other hosted search engine. Algolia's search API works with any tech stack and can be set up on your website and applications in minutes. Visit Algolia.com today to see how you can get optimized AI search to help you build better search experiences and maximize your ROI.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit creativecommons.org.
Hey, Breaking Math fans. First, I want to thank you for listening. I have an important message for everyone. You can start your own podcast right now with Anchor. Anchor lets you create and distribute your own podcast. Just get an idea, record, and upload. It's just that easy. Anyone can do it. I'm on my way to accomplishing my dream, and you can too. Just get on your device's app store and download Anchor. It contains everything you need to make a podcast. With Anchor, you can put your podcast on all the big platforms. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon, and more. Reach the whole world with Anchor. Best of all, Anchor is free. You have nothing to lose with a free platform. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Gabriel.
And you're listening to a Breaking Math Problem episode all about bases, and specifically fractional bases.
Before we continue, we'd like to go ahead and really quickly plug our Patreon page. We love all of our Patreons. We love your support. Thank you so much. There's several tiers at our Patreon page if you'd like to support us.
Oh, yeah. And that's patreon.com/breakingmath. Any tier will get you the $1 ad-free episodes of Breaking Math. And also the outlines for the episodes. We also have a $35 tier where you could get the poster we have on Tensors. But if you want, you could get that from our Facebook poster store at facebook.com/breakingmathpodcast and just click on store.
Yeah, it's nice that we have that poster. Our merchandise is available through multiple outlets. I think with Patreon, it requires a monthly contribution. And the reason why it requires that is actually built in. It's not anything that we did. But on Facebook, it's a one-time purchase. So there's that.
Yeah, we did not realize that for a very long time.
Yes, and it is $15.15. And what's the significance of that dollar amount?
I believe it's pi to the e.
Yeah, we'll have to...
Or e to the pi.
One of those. We're having fun with crazy numbers.
Or e to the e? Hold
yeah. You know, when you talk about the most significant numbers in math and physics, there's e and there's pi, and I suppose 0, 1, and infinity. But if you take anything...
Yeah, it's e to the e.
Okay. If you take anything to the 0 power, then it just turns into 1. Or infinity, then it just turns into infinity. So, yeah. It's e to the e. Now, if you want to follow us, we are also available on social media. Facebook Facebook.com/BreakingMathPodcast, as well as Twitter, and it's just @BreakingMathPod. Also, there's a website. The website is interesting. It's BreakingMathPodcast.app. At the website, you'll find our first three. We did an outline for our first episode, but we haven't.
We had an outline for our first episode. We also have one on reality is more than complex. We have the papers available that were made by Alex Alanis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, who I do another podcast as well, or rather YouTube show with. And the website also has some really cool applets that we always talk about, like the Hypercube applet, as well as the Fourier series applet. And what else?
There's a Game of Life on a Klein bottle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. Okay, so today's episode is All Your Bases R belong to us. No, actually, it's just called All Your Bases. What is that from? The whole all your bases are belong to us? That is a blast from the past. Is that a 10-year-old meme?
All your base are belong to us is like a meme from early 2000s. It was some RPG.
One of the things that I love this day and age is we have the older millennials who were born in the early 80s, and we still understand memes, and we have memes from the internet, you know, the early days of the internet. And of course, the generation, you know, before us, including baby boomers, were well into their adulthood. Yeah, that is a blast from the past meme back in the day.
It's current. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, it's not current anyway.
Yep. Pretty soon, I'm sure there'll be a meme museum of sort. I'm sure that thing exists already, right?
I mean, there's knowyourmeme.com.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they've got stats on memes as well, including things like frequency of use over time, and some memes last longer than others.
Yeah. All that actually on Know Your Meme.
That would be, oh man, how about a math of Know Your Meme and see if there's any, you know, if one can extrapolate some really rigorous academic data from Know Your Meme. That'd be a great episode, I think. Nonetheless, today's episode, of course, is based on that old meme, All Your Base R Belong to Us.
And basically, in our last episode, it's episode negative 201, we talked about this base called base 3-2. And base 3-2 is, to explain what that means just really quick, and if this doesn't make sense, just listen to the episode. It means that usually we have base 10-1, where we count up to 10, and then when we reach 10 in our digit spot, we augment the place next to it by 1. So like 19 goes to 20, 99 goes to 10-9, which goes to 100, things like that.
Yeah. And of course, I was not on that episode. I was kicked out. You guys were, yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So like 3-2 is like, we're like, so it's counting 3-2. It's 1, 2, and then 20. 2-1, 2-2, 2-1-0. And then it just keeps going like that, where you replace replace 3 with 2.
And the problem that we're going to do, if I may be so bold as to go ahead and read the problem out loud, why is it true that the 3-2 base is base 3/2?
So this will be a little bit of a short episode. And the reason why is because the problem isn't not that big, but it is one of the problems from the last episode that seemed a little unintuitive.
Yeah, it's still a very significant one. Again, this is talking about a base conversion, but a very significant one. We are comparing two bases.
Yeah, which turned out to be the same base. Spoiler alert.
Yes, exactly. Now, the bases are, I don't know if you want to say this or not, but the bases are 3-2 and 3/2. But I want to make sure if you listen to the last episode, they'll understand why 3-2, technically speaking, from its definition, is not necessarily 3/2.
Yeah, and it's not base 3/2 necessarily because it uses a different set of digits, 0, 1, and 2 versus just 0 and 1. However, because it's a type of base 3/2, that's one thing that we're proving in this episode.
Yeah, so this is a really nuanced thing in math. Math is full of nuanced things that shed light on lots of other areas of mathematics. So we are interested in the nuanced proofs and in the subtle details that make math beautiful.
Okay. For example, 8 in base 3-2 is 2-1-2. But if you take 2 and multiply by 1.5 times 1.5, you add 1 times 1.5 and then add 2 to that, you get 8. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, they're the same number, and I just thought it'd be fun to explore that on a problem episode. So induction, we've done this many times on the show, and I believe in problem episodes before too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a really, really good example of induction. I love this because induction is used very, very frequently. So again, to say what it is that we're about to prove, the proof with dominoes is that if you can topple the first domino, then all of the dominoes following that will topple as well.
So basically the way that it works is that you topple the first domino, right?
Yes.
And then that one falls over. So we know that the first domino falls.
Yes.
So let's assume every domino up to a certain domino has fallen.
Okay.
The next domino will inevitably fall.
Yes.
So therefore, based on those two facts, we know that every domino has fallen.
Okay.
That's the inductive step.
Yes.
And it's weirdly an entire step in its own right. It's kind of like the parallel postulate where it's something that it's kind of like, why do we need to have a rule just for this? But
yeah, it's because in proofs, you have some things that seem completely unnecessary, but they absolutely are necessary. Things like identity, like I equals I. There's some things that seem rather obvious, but you still have to state them if you're going to be mathematically rigorous.
Yeah, but not only that in this situation, but it's like induction itself cannot be proven using anything else.
How do you like that? That's crazy. Yeah. Now
you just kind of have to accept it.
Okay. Yeah. One of those things you have to accept. That's also pretty crazy as well.
So first, the inductive step is that we have to first prove the first step, right?
Yes.
So one is one in base 3/2, right?
Yes.
And we're done because one is also one in base 3/2.
Yes.
So that's all we need to do for that step.
Okay. Very good.
So now suppose we have some number, right? It's in base 3/2 and base 3/2. And they're the same number, right?
Yes.
And then we augment it.
Okay.
If the last digit is a 0 or a 1, then it just gets augmented to 1 or a 2, right?
Yes.
However, if we need to resolve the digit, then we take 3 from the first place and augment 2 in the next place, right?
Yes.
Well, we can also generalize the step because sometimes you have to do that more than once. So let's say that we're in the nth place of the digit, right?
Yes.
So let's say we have our 2 digits, right? So we have 2 digits. We have D, and right next to it is E.
Yes.
E is a higher place than D.
Yes.
D represents, in this case, since it's in base 3/2 and base 3/2, right?
Mm-hmm.
It represents D times 3/2 to the nth power for sub n, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then E represents E times 3/2 to the n plus first power.
Yes.
Now, our inductive step is that, not our inductive step, our resolving step is that we have to subtract 3 from D, right?
Yes.
So D minus 3, let's call that D prime.
Mm-hmm.
So D prime would represent D minus 3 times 3/2 to the nth power.
Mm-hmm.
Now we add 2 to E, resulting in some number E prime, where E prime represents E plus 2 to the 3/2, times 3/2 to the N plus 1.
And I will point out in mathematics, you have a lot of ambiguities. And in this case, E does not necessarily mean the number E. It just means a number following D.
Oh, yeah. In math, you could... any symbol means like 80 things.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't want to confuse this.
So now before we resolved it, we have D plus E, right?
Yes.
And we're going to call that the digit and what they represent. I mean, so what D plus E represent together is D times 3/2 to the nth plus E times 3/2 to the n plus first power.
Mm-hmm.
But D prime plus E prime is D minus 3 times 3/2 to the n plus E plus 2 times 3/2 to the n plus 1.
Yes. By the way, I will say it's a lot easier to look at a script than to just hear this with the audible part.
Yeah, so just following along with this. And I think the bigger thing in here is just to see like how it shakes out, really.
Yes.
So when we factor it down, we get a mess of algebra. Are y'all ready for this?
Brace yourselves. Here it comes.
D times 3/2 to the n minus 3 times 1/2 to 3/2 to the n plus E times 3/2 to the n plus 2 times 3/2 to the n plus 1.
Woo, goodness, made it through it.
And all we have to do is subtract that D prime plus E prime, what they represent, from D plus E to see if there's been any difference. And it turns out that there's actually no difference between the two.
Yeah, exactly.
Zero is the difference between D prime plus E prime and D plus E.
Oh, okay, very good, very good.
So therefore, since 1 is 1 in base 3/2 and base 3/2, and if we have any number that's already in base 3/2 and base 3/2, if we augment it by 1, we'll get the same number back. Since we know those two things, we know that base 3/2 is a type of base 3/2, where you use the symbols less than 3, 0, 1, and 2. Now, the reason why we bring this up is because bases have a lot of interesting properties. I mean, you can think of them as being long polynomials, and we have this proof. There's another proof out there showing that any real number can be written an infinite number of different ways using integers. If you don't limit the kind of digits you can have, I mean, technically in base 10 we can have like, I mean, what is it in The Hobbit or something? They have their 11-first birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can do this stuff. It's a little bit of abuse of notation, but it turns out that in this base 3/2 system, like negative numbers get really weird. Like it turns out that negative numbers go on forever.
Wait a minute. Don't negative numbers go on forever in our base 10?
Oh, sorry. I meant like not there's an infinite amount, but like negative 2 it has an infinitely long representation.
Okay, so negative 2, when you say infinite, are you saying it's irrational?
No, it just has an infinite number of digits in it. It's like, it like, okay, so for example, 0.1 in this type of base, if it's base 10
yes.
to 1,
yes.
would be like 99999999 from infinity all the way to the first digit.
Okay, got it.
It's really weird.
Yeah, by the way, do you remember there was a friend of the show from the early episodes, Zach, remember Zach from the physics?
Oh, yeah.
He does not agree that 0.9 repeated to infinity does equal to 1. He said he will go to his grave fighting that.
Well, I don't agree that he'll die, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Ooh, shots fired. I'll have to hear.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait for his response.